بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, with regard to the forms of the zikr that we make, a brief explanation and just a brief translation of the poems that we read while making zikr to increase our concentration and to make zikr a reality and realize that this is a great dua that we are begging Allah Ta'ala to grant us this reality. We're still far from it. But as Allah teaches us, if you make zikr with little concentration and pay attention, then inshallah these realities will start coming in our hearts slowly, slowly. We were discussing the second poem that we normally read. Ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. That, O Allah, O my deity, ilahi, that is, that person, that being, that when you got any different, a difficult problem, now you see there's nobody to help me. There's only one Allah. That is Allah. That is ilahi. That, O my Allah, in my heart now, no effect of anybody besides you should come. That I shouldn't think in the least, but that, like Hazrat explained so beautifully, that a person says that Allah does, but the moment you say that but, you cancel all that Allah does. Allah alone does. Not my medicine, not the doctor, no, nothing. So, khair ka asar nahir. Allah, just take out this effect of anybody besides you in my heart. And for that, where that is why, daily, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, chadidu imanakum, renew your iman. The kasrati la ilaha illallah. Don't think I made zikr is enough. Continuously, till my last breath, and I'll only know whether I made zikr when my last breath comes out. What is in the heart, that is going to come out. So Allah Ta'ala, let this reality penetrate my heart and all our heart. Siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Besides you, O Allah, don't let my attention, don't let my focus, don't let me see anybody else besides you. Whatever I need, immediately only turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then accordingly Allah Ta'ala makes the intizam, and then also when Allah Ta'ala makes the means, you don't put your trust in the means in the least, but you still all the time focus on Allah Ta'ala. And then in which way? To kar be khabar sari khabro se mujhko, ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera. That, oh Allah, you make me unaware of all the other news of the world besides you. That now I don't have time to social media, no time to even to listen to news unnecessary, etc. You're not even in that field, you're not a mufti or something that you have to know what's happening. And that, so turn away. That, oh Allah, make me unmindful. Make me unaware of all news besides you. Ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera. That, O Allah, I should be only aware of you all the time. That every minute I should be aware of you all the time. And by making this, inshallah, this dua, this will come, inshallah. And a person makes this effort at the time of mort, Allah Ta'ala will put you on that stage. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. And then to attain this, the most important thing is, after iman, our effort on namaz. With regard to this, we carry on. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fil Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. We are busy discussing this kitab of Bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, who gave a bayan on how his Shaykh taught him how to make a complete, perfect namaz. And then we see our Mashayikh all the time makes an effort to try and teach all their murid and give them this great gift that how to make a perfect namaz. And Allah Ta'ala is mentioned over and over in the Quran Kareem, Aqimis Salah. Salli Salah, maybe one time Hazrat says probably that for Salli li Rabbika wanhar. But all the time Aqimis Salah. And Aqimis Salah is not just perform Salah, it is to perfect your namaz. And when your namaz is perfected, then it will become established in your life. So this course that we have to learn, and we see Mashayikh have made a great effort to teach us and how to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, and then the enjoyment that a person gets in namaz, you can't explain. More enjoyable than being even be close to your wife or to your friends or anybody. So then Hazrat explained the importance of this. Then he says that before you do the actual cause, before you learn this actual bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sufi Iqbal Sahib, who reprinted this kitab and added some notes, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he was also a great personality himself. He says that first of all, there are five sabaks, five lessons which he has termed as Noor, which is real Noor. This will enlighten us to what is the reality of what we're going to do. Like if a person knows the importance of a certain cause, and he comes to understand how valuable it is, nobody will have to tell him, be on time. He'll be there before time. So when we know the importance of this, then we still won't wait. And when the ustad is there, before the ustad comes, that is adab. Not when the ustad comes, he must still sit and wait, and we still carry on. It's exactly like when iqamah takes place, and you're busy with your Quran Sharif, and the iqamah is over. Now you can't even sit and read one letter extra of Quran Sharif. Now you have to make your takbir. So this is not adab that we first finish our surah. If we're halfway and we didn't finish, stop the surah and come for the lessons. Then it will show our eagerness. According to our eagerness, as we will learn, that is how much Allah Ta'ala gives. So the first note, as we learnt already, he said the first thing is that a salik, a person who wants to tread this path of gaining the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is when you'll understand the commands of Allah, as Hazrat explains, is just enjoyable. And it's only for our benefit. It's not for Allah is not in need at all for our ibadat. It is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor and great kindness upon us that Allah has granted us all these commands of His to get connection with Allah Ta'ala. So first of all, a person has to do a course in zikr that is under the guidance of a proper sheikh, and you do your proper zikr and you do your spiritual treatment, then your direction will come right. Now you know you're in the right lane, you're in the right direction. Now you're not mixed up, oh, it's time for namaz and I'm still watching the match or something. There's no question of watching the match. Time for namaz, you won't be still standing outside, azan is going and you're talking. And you're talking with your friends. And sadly, today we see even ulama, myself, azan is going, we're still talking like nothing is happening. Before azan, we should supposed to be in the masjid. So when we don't do the scores of zikr under the guidance of a spiritual share of a guide, and not just that you take bed and you teach, no, I'm in the course already. No, after taking bed, that you just filled in the application form. Now start doing your work. In other words, come regularly and with attention and focus. And every time Hazrat says you come in the company of your sheikh, empty your heart totally. That I don't know nothing. I am full of filth and dirt. I have come for my Islam. Don't think the moment Hazrat says something, oh, I heard that example. And your mind is gone off. Then you won't benefit also. So to do this course properly, then a person will come to realize that why Allah Ta'ala created me. I have to be the slave of Allah Ta'ala, love like a slave. And then how a person has to love like a slave, then this reality of namaz, this will strike us. And that is why Allah Ta'ala made it incumbent upon us. Allah Ta'ala made only those things for us which are extremely beneficial for us. And very, very important, because our minds are so small and our minds are so thick. What is extremely good for us, we can't understand. And we see, although it's for us, we still miss it out, because we don't know how beneficial it is. So once you do this course and over continuously work on our Islah till mort, then we'll come to understand and realize Allahu Akbar. A great sheikh like Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, who's called Sayyidul Taifa, the Sheikh Al Arab Al Ajam, the Sheikh of great, great personalities. In his sajda, he cries and he says, Ya Allah, mort na ajai jab raze, tawheed se aga na ho. That, oh Allah, don't let mort come to me till I don't get your secrets of your oneness in my heart. Don't let the mort come to me till I don't become abdiyat ki raze se aga na, till I don't get the secrets of how to love like a slave. And that is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. So when we do this course properly, inshallah, and the effort as we learn has to be on the heart. So the heart is the root. When you work on the heart, everything, the whole body will come right.
So this cause we do. The second nur that he explained, which we there mentioned also, that our niyat should not be that I become a great sheikh also. Not even my niyat that now my namaz must become very good and I will get the things from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Our niyat should be khalis, only and solely the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And beautifully Hazrat has put this, when a person realizes whatever I have to do, only for Allah Rabbul Izzat, only Allah Ta'ala can give me reward, only Allah Ta'ala can shower me with His mercy, you have put the greatness of one Allah in your heart. And remember, if you do things for anybody else, how many people you gonna please? You can't please anybody. And outwardly they will just comment, oh very good Bayan Marana, very good this, or you are a very good person. Behind your back, what they say you don't even know. Allah Ta'ala, true and true, Allah Ta'ala will, although we are not worthy and appreciated, but Allah is Shakur, you do a small action, Allah says, Inna Allah la yudhiyu ajra al-muhsinin. Allah doesn't destroy the reward of those people who want to become muhsineen, who want to make good ibadat, who want to be the good slaves of Allah. They want to be in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So our niyat must be ikhlas. When you got one Allah in your heart, now whatever ibadat you do, if you're reading namaz, it's a zero. It's not worth being accepted. But you got Allah, Allah is going to count it as 10. You make another ibadah, another nafal namaz, it will another 0, 100. And like that, it will increase all the time because you got one Allah. Your niyat is only for Allah. And if we don't have our niyat for Allah, people must see me or people must come to know me, etc. I give bayan like this, etc. Whatever. Or I'm first in the masjid. Then you got no Allah in your heart, so you got zero. Now whatever you're doing, you can. It's just zero, zero, zeros. Like Hazrat says in dunya also. We're just increasing our zeros. If you got 20 and you put another 0, 200, it's still a zero. And everything is zero. And that's why you see end of the month, you're earning 20,000, 200,000. The more a person is earning, you ask him, the more he's short. I'm short of this account, I'm short of that account. But when you got one Allah, you'll have contentment, and then the object will not be that I must just be engrossed in namaz. The people must see, hey, this person's namaz is very good. So our intention must be solely and only the pleasure of Allah. And all the benefits of dunya will come automatically. Like Hazrat explained, a beautiful example, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi gives, that if a person has got a big open field, a land, and you just left it unattended, or now you decided you want to cultivate it, you want to plant on it, now you need a big land, you're cleaning it up, now you have to start planting, you have to plow that land. So what fertilizer to use? So somebody tells you the best fertilizer is cow dung. That's the best fertilizer. Now he says a stupid idiot is that person who goes to the market and buys a cow only for the dung. Says that's a stupid person. An intelligent person is you go to the market, you buy the best cow with the intention that this cow, Allah Ta'ala will give me benefit from it in such a way I'll get the best milk. I'll get so pure milk. With that milk, I can make butter, I can make cheese, I can make other products, etc. And automatically the dung has to come. So the byproduct is going to come. So if we make our niyat, somebody must know how good I am and all that. That is like we making niyat for the dung. So let us not make the niyat for the dung. Let us make the niyat only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Similarly, like we learn, if you read Suratul Waqiyah, etc., Allah will save us from poverty. Don't make those niyat. Make niyat only for the pleasure of Allah. So salah also, and all our ibadat, and this when it starts with salah, salah will rotate our whole life, inshallah. So the second important nur is that our intention must be correct. And the third nur we are busy with, that how to, what is concentration and devotion and presence of heart. That a person realizes, first of all, very simple, you learn the basics. That what is faraz in namaz, what is wajib in namaz, what is sunnati mu'akkada, what is all the sunnat, the mustahabbat, and you just perform your namaz with total composure, with ease, and with consciousness, with great importance that now I'm starting my namaz, I'm in a standing position, I'm in qiyam, this is faraz. Just to know these basic things. And just concentrate on the basic things. That is khushu and khudu. It's not a big thing that we are thinking that is something beyond me. Ad-deenu yusrun. It's very, very easy. Then we pass this point, which is very important to understand, that now when you pay attention in this way, that you started your namaz, the first takbir to say Allahu Akbar, to lift your hands properly, etc., as I explained, which is sunnah, and all that keeping in mind. But many times we get negligent with the farz, that you lift your hands, you think that is farz. That is sunnah. To say Allahu Akbar, the first takbir is called takbir-e-tahreema. Many a times we don't even say Allahu Akbar. And you have to say it with your tongue moving, your lips moving. So much so that you can hear yourself saying Allahu Akbar. Many times we say it in our heart, you haven't started namaz. And sometimes you're late, you're rushing. Whether you're saying your Allahu Akbar to start your namaz or Allahu Akbar to go in ruku. To say Allahu Akbar to go in ruku is sunnah. And the first Allahu Akbar is so to know all these things and just keep this in mind. And this is this is what is actually khushu and khudu and presence of heart. Do it with the presence of heart. But now a person generally has this problem that, and we always complain that be shumar wasais bi ay, that even if untold thoughts come to your mind, so many thoughts will come to your mind, you just concentrate on what you have to do. What intentionally you concentrate that I am now standing in namaz. After that, if thoughts come unintentional, don't worry of the thoughts. The whole world's thoughts can come in your mind. Unintentionally it will come. Then that thoughts are not harmful in the least. But another that explained this point so beautifully. One is that intentionally you bring the thought, then obviously you have your direction is off. You don't know that you're in namaz. Like a person thinks, hey, now 20 rakats tarawih, how am I going to pass this 20 rakats? So in the first rakat, maybe I'll think of this, I'll think of that. Then already your focus is not right. There's no khushu from the beginning. Just think that this 20 rakats, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah, I'll just concentrate. And just think that I'm standing and listening. Just to think I'm standing and listening to Quran Sharif. That alone is a great, that is a khushu and concentration. So, and then if lot of thoughts will come, don't worry. Hazrat explained so beautifully that this mind of ours is like a highway. And to understand what's a highway, not like our highway so much, the highways of India and Pakistan. They call it the highway, but you'll see all type of traffic on there. You'll see a truck, you'll see a car, you'll see a bus, you'll see a bicycle, you'll see a rickshaw, and it's chock-a-block, and there's no lanes like us. Everybody is going in his own lane. But the what is the principle and the rule? That you just keep yourself focused on your car and the car right in front of you. Whoever is just in front of you, whether it's a bicycle, a rickshaw, a truck, you'll never make an accident. And we see, Allah Akbar, Hazrat explained, one friend of Hazrat in Lahore, one day he says he made an accident. People were shocked. How you made an accident? You hardly see accidents, not like us here, and in the so-called countries that they say the first class, the first world countries, the more highways and byways and flyways, the more accidents they got. And the countries that are so-called third world countries, you hardly see accidents. And you hardly hear of sicknesses, etc. Why? They focusing on what they have to do. And the first world countries are focusing on what they don't have to do. What is their work? Become the slave of Allah. They want to rule the world. So that is why when we don't focus, that is when we'll make an accident. So in namaz, all the thoughts can come. Don't worry in the least, but that my namaz is, it's not a namaz on concentration. Yes, when a thought comes, don't build on that thought. Or a thought came unintentionally, whole namaz, in the third, fourth rakat you realize I was in namaz. Immediately, just don't think what came in your mind. Just focus again, now I'm in namaz already. So that is concentration. So this highway, and that is why Hazrat explained, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, the only solution is, just don't pay attention to it. And then Hazrat explained, the example of this is like, you walking in the street, a dog is barking. If you're going to pay attention to that dog, he's going to run after you. You're going to pick up and throw a stone, he's going to run after you. You just carry on walking, he'll keep on barking. You see, you're not interested, he'll go turn away. So the thought that comes to us is like shaitan and nafs. The moment shaitan see you pay attention, oh, this man, he's paying, I brought a thought, he's paying attention, he'll spoil our whole namaz. Then we'll see, and our thoughts are such, the 1 minute you'll be, hey, when I was 5 years old, I did this. When I went for Hajj, I did that. My last itikaf, I was doing this. The death sabak was like that. So the whole world starts. One minute you are ahead of life, one minute you are behind in life. Just don't pay attention to it at all. Another beautiful example Hazrat gives, there was a person who was like a joker. In Arabic there's a parable, Joha. Joha was a comedian and he was like a joker. He had a beautiful fruit tree in his yard. And he wanted the children to eat from that fruit. So the fruits used to fall down and the children used to come pick up. But the moment they come, he used to take a stick and he used to like shout them and chase them away. So they used to run away and then he goes back in his house. Then when he's got back in his house, they run back and they come pick up fruit. Again he runs out to chase them. So people say, you want them to eat the fruit, then why are you still chasing them away? He says, no, if I don't chase them, they won't come. They enjoying me that I'm chasing them. The fruit, that is just the real fun they're getting when I chase them. So exactly the same. Shaitan gets fun when we pay attention. And our thoughts, we pay attention, then we will spoil our namaz. So don't worry, the world's thoughts can come. Then just don't pay attention to it at all. And then you'll see, that is a namaz on concentration. And even if your namaz was filled with thoughts, don't worry. The moment you realize I'm in namaz, just focus now. Carry on focusing on your namaz and think in what I am doing. And then you'll see as you progress, then and the person who does this, then aisi halat mein lazzat mahwiyat mein kami aur mujahada mein ziyadati hona. And in this condition, that you won't get, like the person say, I don't get enjoyment in namaz. I don't get absorption in namaz. That is not real the object. The object is not enjoyment and absorption. The object is the command of Allah. Fulfill the command of Allah, that I have to fulfill my duty, my responsibility. And when you start, you know I'm standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when a person is deficient in this, that is, his thoughts are coming and he feels, what kind of namaz I'm doing? And he feels deficient, and because the thoughts are coming, every time you try and make more effort, you make more mujahada, that I must control my thoughts, etc., such a person will get more reward. Like a person, many times you say, I don't get enjoyment in my namaz, in my zikr, in my tilawat. But it's Allah's command and you do it, you'll get more reward. Because your object is not enjoyment, your object, you're not Abdul Lut, you're Abdul Latif. Don't become the slave of enjoyment, become the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that person gets more sawab than a person who's enjoying his namaz, etc. And although that the difference you learn in front, but the main thing is, you making that effort, like a person in this world also, he likes, and generally the best thing is, that you travel on a road that is smooth flowing, on the highway, even if it is few kilometers extra, but you travel on that road, you want to go in that, but unfortunately you're going to a certain place, and there aren't highways. Or you went, there's a detour, and now don't say, oh, I'm not getting enjoyment on this road, now you stop and you fall off. No, you just carry on and you'll come back onto the highway. There, very soon you'll see all those thoughts will come under control. So you just carry on and in fact you will get more sawab. Why? That is one condition. You'll get more sawab. The second thing is, dusra tab hi taur par apni namaz ko naqis samajhta rahega jiski wajah se ujub se hifazat rahegi. And the second thing is, that because you see thoughts are coming all the time in your namaz, but you don't pay attention to it, you're just trying to concentrate, then a person will all the time think that my namaz is useless. My namaz has got no value, so much thoughts come in my namaz. The benefit of that is, that pride won't come in your heart. You won't think, I'm okay, that I'm reading a good namaz. The moment you see, no, I'm reading a very good namaz, then that person is like shaitan. Shaitan, his namaz destroyed him. So much sajda he made and his pride came into him. Like if Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity that you're reading two rakats, very good namaz, then you'll think you're Bayezid Bastamis or you're a very great personality, you're Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah. And that namaz will bring pride and destroy us. So a namaz sometimes of full concentration, which is impossible, even pious people, some thoughts come, but not intentionally. Don't bring the thought intentionally. Unintentional thoughts, it won't harm you. And this one, in fact, will cut us down to size. to make us realize that my namaz is still far from reality. And in fact, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person who, as you progress in your namaz, and you realize my namaz is worse, and it's a terrible namaz, that's a barya namaz, that's a good namaz, that a person realizes, I'm still far from reality. So don't, the many people, Hazrat says, they get so overtaken with thoughts coming in their minds, and they feel, hey, I'm a terrible person. And so much so, they fall into depression also. They don't start talking with people, they become despondent, that all the funny thoughts, Allahu Akbar. What we talk in Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to complain to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that certain thoughts come even with regard to Allah ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how you feel? He says, I feel bad about it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Zakal iman, that is iman. When you're feeling bad, if you don't feel bad, then that is not iman. So don't worry of that thought. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu, we know the famous story. He says, when I sit in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm full, I'm thinking of Jannat also. When I go home and talking to my family, I forget about it. He came straight to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, I'm a munafiq, I'm a hypocrite. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, my condition also, let's go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see the importance of a sheikh, a guide. Go straight then, because you, nobody will able to solve this problem of ours. Many thoughts come. If you don't ask your sheikh, you don't explain to him, you will fall into depression. You will get lost and you'll even stop reading namaz. So don't. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu, they went with Hazrat Abu Bakr and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't worry, that is normal. A person can't be all the time in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and thinking of Jannat. The malaika will be shaking your hands in the street. So you just carry on your life. So we also have to realize that this will save us from a lot of pride, and you, this will be of great benefit for us. And so much so, Sufi Iqbal says, agar sari umar bhi yahi halat hai, to maqsad asli raza-e ilahi mein pura kamyab hai. And remember, even if you're making your cause of zikr, you're doing and the thoughts keep on coming unintentionally, your whole life you park like that, but your object of namaz was for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then your namaz has not been deficient. It won't be regarded as a namaz without concentration, because your actual object and purpose was Allah must be happy, so that's a successful person. On the other hand, a person is reading namaz with devotion and concentration, and he thinks that, hey, now I'm reading a very good namaz, and I'm close in the company of Allah, and he thinks good of him. Ujub is that you don't think low of others, but you think I'm okay. Just to think you are okay, that is the biggest sin. That is because we don't know. Hum aise rahe ke waise rahe. Wa dekhna ke kaise rahe. You can love in this world. People can be praising you, saying what? When we go into the qabr, then we'll know our reality. So don't worry. Our object is the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is a person that is successful in namaz. You just continue. Don't stop your namaz and don't worry of the thoughts. Don't pay attention to the thoughts. But when we don't do a cause of zikr, then automatically we'll bring thoughts in our mind. You start your namaz and the thought of the match came and you're carrying on in your namaz. And like our Hazrat says, you can be the imam, you'll make salam, first thing you'll ask, whose score? What is the score? Because your namaz became the whole match. But if the thought might come unintentionally, don't pay attention. You realize I'm in namaz, just carry on. And even in your last rakat you realize, just carry on. And that is your object and purpose, not the enjoyment, not absorption, but the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as Hazrat explained, like our Dada Sheikh says, that many people in the beginning, you get enjoyment in zikr, and you like to make zikr, and people think zikr is for enjoyment. Zikr is to build your concentration and your connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then after a while, they say, we don't get enjoyment. Hazrat says, this is Allah Ta'ala is testing you. Like a grandfather, he tests his grandson. He wants the child to come. Now in the beginning, the child is still not so close to the grandfather, so he gives him sweets. He shows him a stock sweet, he gives him some sweet, everything. After a week, 2 weeks, now when he's close, he's loving. Now he calls him, he doesn't give him a sweet. Now he wants to see whether he's coming to the dada or he's just coming for sweets. So exactly the same. In the beginning, Allah gives us little enjoyment. Then Allah tests us. Are you the slave of the enjoyment or are you the slave of Latif? Allah who is very subtle. Allah who you can't see Allah, but you can feel the presence of Allah. And Allah knows us. So that is our object. And such a person, although whole life he'll be going through that difficulty outwardly, but his object is the pleasure of Allah, he is successful. But although a person carries on in this way, then you'll see, agarche aam taur par mujahada jaldi hi khatam ho jata hai. Although Allah Ta'ala is so kind, when Allah Ta'ala sees that, no, you're not doing it for enjoyment, you're doing it for the command of Allah, Allah will make that difficulty, that effort that you are making, Allah will make it easy for you. And automatically you'll see now your thoughts are getting less, you control, concentrating more in namaz, etc. Like Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, that hujibat in nar bishahawat, that Allah Ta'ala has veiled the fire of Jahannam with desires and entertainment and pleasures and haram. If you go towards that, you're pulling away the fire of the veil of Jahannam and you're falling into that. And hujibatil jannat bil makari, that Jannat has been veiled with outward difficulties. So in the start, for anybody, even a child, like you tell a child, come for namaz, in the start it's difficult for him. But as you go on your course and you carry on, then you see, no, namaz is easy. In fact, namaz is not easy, it's enjoyable. The whole of deen is enjoyable. But we don't want to come in and do the course. Start doing the course, then you'll see, deen is not easy, it's enjoyable, and it's a great gift of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You won't miss it out under any circumstances. Like we learn, our jihad is not void of namaz also. Our jihad is not void of zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is important to understand, that very soon Allah Ta'ala will remove this difficulty of yours, and Allah Ta'ala will make it very, very easy. Or Mahbub ke saath, and very soon you'll find that you will get that close connection with your beloved Allah Rabbul Izzat. Mahbub ke saath yaksui se sargoshi ki lazzat naseeb ho jati. Then you'll see all the time, now you're getting the enjoyment of talking secretly to Allah Ta'ala in your namaz. As you're reading, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you'll concentrate. Even if you don't know the meaning, you'll know I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And Allah is listening to me. Allah is talking to me. And then you'll get the enjoyment of a love making, of love with Allah Ta'ala. Like husband and wife, they're alone in the house, in their bedroom, nobody there. Still they whisper to one another. They talk secretly to one another, and what enjoyment they get. So now you will get the enjoyment of yafsui, that you are, only you with Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Allah Ta'ala has taught us so beautifully. Now when you go into sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, that Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of all the universes. But now you'll be so close and secretly talking to Allah that, oh Allah, you my Rabb. Allah has given you that close opportunity to say, I'm yours. I'm only for you. Like a husband says, I'm only for you. And I'll give you this and that. In the morning when the wife says, and lunchtime, did you get my BM? Say, Kalamul Layl Yamhuun Nahar. That was talk of the night. That is cancelled. But what Allah won't cancel that. Allah's promise is there. So you'll get this enjoyment of the talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And remember, Hazrat explains, a salik who does this course, and then there's one of three conditions he goes through, which we'll explain just now. Let us just finish this poem here. Muhabbat intiha mein mushkil aasan karti hai, magar is fitna ghar ki ibtida mushkil se hoti hai. That love, in the beginning, it makes all the difficult stages. In the beginning, it's very difficult. In the beginning, it's hard. That you have to go through difficult conditions, etc. But like a student who wants to come and study and become an alim, in the beginning, so I have to learn gardans. What is all these things? Fala, and all those difficult things. And many times he complains and he says, I can't manage. And complains by his father and makes excuses, I can't manage. You just pester him and you say, you just carry on. You don't worry. Now when he's in Dora, he's smiling. And now he's getting his certificate, he's very happy. So this is the part of the love of Allah Ta'ala. If this is the part in dunya, and you get your certificate, you get so happy, when you get your connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then what enjoyment. Then to get up for tahajjud, forget faraz namaz, you'll never miss. All the nafal namaz that Hazrat is explaining, we won't regard it as nafal anymore. will regard it as enjoyment. Any time you get, just let me be in connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. But Hazrat says that the step that you have to go through in the beginning, it's very difficult. You think it's very difficult. You tell a person that come for a program, hey, there's a match on, man, I can't come. You just force him and you bring him, and then he'll see, oh, I thought there was enjoyment there in the club, but here there's real enjoyment. And then his direction will change. So a person should realize and understand that a person must just focus himself, and then you'll see that you'll be like Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told that, tell the cowards of the world, I went in jihad 60 times. Not in jihad, we think, how did he go 60 times? So difficult to give your life in the path of Allah. And our jihad, the bigger jihad is jihad on the nafs. You just make jihad on your nafs and you'll see that you want to tread the path of the love of Allah, and Allah made it so easy. Just hold the hands of a beloved and you'll see how you will reach Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then you'll find, he'll say, tell the cowards of the world, I went to get the shahadat from Allah Ta'ala, to become a shaheed, not for spoils of war, but here I'm passing away on my bed. So, and that is not that he was not successful. Wherever you pass away, you are successful if you did it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So let us do this cause only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In the beginning it might seem it's difficult, but you'll find that finally you will reach Allahu Akbar. You will reach that connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and you'll see the enjoyment that you're getting. And the next noor which Hazrat explains here, noor e chaharum. The fourth noor, which is the fourth lesson, which is all we can see what noors are this, before we actually start the actual lesson also. He says, is azim daulat ka ek darja, uske ahal, yani zakir wa shaghil, sali ko inshallah batofiq e ilahi, panch azbaat pure karne ke baad hasil ho jayega. He says, this great wealth of connection with Allah, of whispering and talking secretly to Allah Ta'ala, that how you enjoy your Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. Our Dada Shaykh translates it so beautifully, that me paaki bayan karta hu, mere Ali Shan Rabba ka. That my Rabb, who is so lofty and so magnificent, I am announcing His purity. And Allah is pure as ever. We, Allah, will purify us. So to get this great wealth and to become worthy of it, one stage of it, that a person who makes kehal yani zakir wa shakhil, that the person who treads the path of the love of Allah, and he starts doing his zikr, he starts making his spiritual treatment, etc., that is his zikr, his tilawat, etc., coming regularly to the majalis, keeping contact with the shaykh, then Allah says, insha'Allah, with the tawfiq of Allah, and then also you realize, it's only by Allah's fazl and karam. It's not my zikr, it's not my coming to the majlis, etc., it's only Allah who brought me. He says, after you finish the five sabr, panch azbaat pure karne ke baad, after you finish the five lessons, then inshallah you will get, you will definitely attain this connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. But together with that, he says, very important, fir usme sari umar tarakki karta rahe. Magar, then you must carry on progressing the whole life. Don't think that now, hey, my namaz, I got connection with Allah. Oh, I'm a khalifa now. I'm a sheikh now. I don't have to go to my sheikh's majlis. I'm too busy with my own majlis, etc. Then Hazrat says, a salik, a person who treads the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, you fall into one of three categories. Either you become a naqid, that is a person who comes and looks for faults now. Like now we see our Allah Akbar. Hazrat Mufti Sahib also explained, or other ulama explained, that you see a student in the beginning, he respects his ustad to a high degree, that this is my ustad. But when he finishes his dora, then he thinks, I'm now on the same level. I also understand Masail. Then he also wants to make tahqiqat, and he also wants to start going into research. Whereas what is share is, ustad is, and their mashayikh, they did all the work. Like Hazrat says today, we learn deen to make more research. And what we must do, the amal we're not doing. So that is a person who will become a naqid. That see the sheikh is saying this, so much sawab, but in the hadith it doesn't come like that. So when you become a naqid, looking for faults, you'll be thrown out of Allahu Akbar. One person went to a great sheikh in in Bangladesh, and he explained that Hazrat, the people say that Nizamuddin in the early days also, even now, that it is like a factory there of human beings, and it's such a good place, your life will change. But it depends what intention you go with. This person went and he came and it just so happened, it was time, Namaz time, and we know Namaz time, the rush, and people are coming in, even local people. So, and in front, there was no shoe-racks like us, etc. So the jumpers were all laying around, and there's a big pond to make wuzu. So the water also was messed, etc. So, and then he saw all that, and he didn't sit for the program. And then he went out. He said, Hazrat, they say that this place is very good, but it's such a dirty place, and there's no benefit. Then Hazrat kept quiet. Then he said, bhai, if a pig goes into the most beautiful garden, all the roses and all the beautiful daffodils, etc., he won't see that. He'll go dig in one corner where he can find the filth. So this is a naqid. Allah save me, all of us. We don't attend the program to take out faults and to see, oh, Hazrat is saying this and he's extravagant, etc., or any share. Let us not fall into that category. The second category, if you still lag behind, if you are qani, that you become contented. That now I attended regularly for how many years, and I even did this course, I know this kitab, and I heard it already. Then a person who says, who's driving, that now I'm on 120, and then you leave your accelerator, say I'll stay on that speed, your speed is going to drop. Now you're not going to remain on that level. The moment you think that, no, I achieved, you're going to start dropping and fall, and you won't even know you fell right down. You're out, and many times we see Allah save me, all of us, many times, good students also, what progress they made in their student days, but they fell contented, you see they're off the line already. Or even murids, etc., Allah save me, all of us, never ever think that now I'm a sheikh, I'm a khalifa, and that shouldn't be our object also for coming here also. And don't think I came many years for itikaf, I know this cause already. The moment you become qani, contented, you will fall down. That what the person who progresses all the time, that whole life you will progress, remain a talib, that a true seeker. All the time realize, I'm still far behind. And this is the cause. The more you get the love of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat the Mashayikh says, this is such a sickness. Juju dawa ki bimari barti gayi. As you came for treatment and you took the medicine, you see this sickness increases. And this is the sickness that increases. That the love of Allah Ta'ala. There's no end to the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then you see, like Hazrat explained, the Mashayikh, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making istighfar. Because every moment is going higher and higher. So the more a person does this cause and progress now, you'll see every moment you'll realize, where is my namaz? And then a person will realize, Allahu Akbar, that the greatest personality, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he taught namaz to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at the end of the namaz, we'll find in the next point, we'll understand that. So Hazrat says that first of all, you just carry on. But first of all, what you have to do? Magar pehle ek chilla in azba ka khususi ihtimam kare taki istikamat aur puktagi hasil ho. So to get firmness and to get istikamat, to get the steadfastness in your namaz, in your deen, etc. First do this thing for 40 days continuously. Pay attention on what I have, concentrate on the sabaks I have learned, etc. And the easiest thing, you come here 40 days to the khanka, or you go out in jamaat 40 days, then concentrate on your namaz, and then make a special, pay attention. Not we go in the khanka, we're wasting our time. We go in jamaat, we got sold out free time, we're not making namaz on time, etc. And in the 40 days, what you should do, in 40 roz mein, iski bhi koshish kare ke kisi namaz ki takbir ula fort na ho. And he says, in the 40 days that you're going to practice on the course that you learn, then make sure you don't miss your takbir ula. Make sure you're there on time, and especially now it's easy, you can make your wuzu, everything early, in jamaat also, then come for takbir-e-ula, the moment the imam starts, and even better, first serve as close as possible to the imam, then such a person, he will get a certificate from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not even from his ustad or the principal, ke nifaq se barat hasil ho jaye. That now Allah will free you from hypocrisy. this double standard that when we on this occasion, then we big Sufis. When we out of the Khanqa, we even forgot where we were. Each day nobody knows what I was and what I was doing, etc. So this chameleon type of attitude will go away from us. And then ghaflat wali namaz parna munafakat ka ek asar hai. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned also, and we learn that to read a namaz of unmindfulness, this is an effect of hypocrisy. Like it comes a sign of a hypocrite when he talks, he lies. It doesn't mean he's a hypocrite as such. The effects of hypocrisy has come into him. So I myself have to be worried and concerned. So if I want my namaz to become and take me to Allah, I have to do and concentrate on this course at least 40 days properly. And why? Because they specialize on 40 days particularly. Aur hadith paak mein aaya hai ke jo shakhs 40 roz is tarah namaz pare ke shuru mein imam ke saath sharik ho aur namaz shuru karne ki takbir jab imam kahe to isi waqt ye bhi namaz mein sharik ho jaye to wo shakhs na to jahannam mein dakhil ho aur na hoga aur na munafiqon mein dakhil hoga. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given this certificate and informed us that a person who makes an effort for 40 days, he performs his namaz in such a way that he starts, what takbir e ula, when the imam starts, immediately after that, he starts with the imam. And he is in namaz all the time, punctuality for 40 days, then such a person gets a certificate, he is free from hypocrisy, he is free from entering the fire of Jahannam. And Hazrat says, this is the greatest degree you can get. You can't get what is all the PhDs and all those useless things of this world. This is what we have to make an effort for. Munafiq wo log hain. وہ لوگ کہلاتے ہیں جو اپنے کو مسلمان ظاہر کرے لیکن دل میں کفر رکھتے ہیں. اللہ صحیح بات. That hypocrisy with regard to aqaid is that we act like Muslims but we are not Muslims. Like وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. The munafiqeen in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to go for salah but lazily, just to show their face. Allah save me and all of us. And we have to, today is nifaqi amali. That as far as our actions, we say we are Muslims, who we are imitating, who we are dressing like, and that will lead, Allah save us, it can lead us to nifaqi itiqadi, to nifaq with regard to our beliefs. اور 40 دن کی خصوصیت بظاہر اس وجہ سے ہے کہ حالات کی تغیر میں 40 دن کو خاص دخل ہے. And why they the Mashai stress on 40 days? Because generally we find in the creation also how Allah has created us. It changes a period, metamorphosis take place in 40 days. Every 40 days Allah changes the form of the child. چنانچہ آدمی کے پیدائش کی ترتیب جس حدیث میں آئی ہے اس میں بھی 40 دن تک نطفہ رہتا ہے پھر گوشت کا ٹکڑا 40 دن تک اسی طرح 40 دن میں اس کا تغیر ذکر فرمایا. As Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem, in the hadith also, when a child is formed, the first stage just one droplet of sperm. That sperm stays in the womb for 40 days, then Allah makes it a clot of blood, a piece of flesh, etc. So in 40 days period, then you'll get some type of istiqamat. That is why we have to at least do an exercise for 40 days. We do little while and think I'm not getting enjoyment. No, the object is the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You see, wajah sufiya ki ya chilla bhi khas ahmiyat rakhta hai. Kitne khush kismat hai wo log jinko baras bhi takbir e ula fort nahi. That is why the mashayikh, and we see our elders in jamaat also, they stress 40 days spend in the path of Allah. And fortunate you go for 4 months in the path of Allah, in the company of your Shaykh, then you see people are such that for how many years they never miss the takbir e ula. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi on one occasion in travel made all the arrangements, but he just came because of some delay in the customs. He reached when the Imam started already. After that namaz, he took a deep sigh. Ah, malum nahi kitne saal ke baad takbir e ula fort ho gayi. Because of that, the mutawallis of the masjid, they took a great lesson and they said, from now we won't start if a pious person is coming. Allah give us tawfiq.